This episode contains quite a few Hindi words. Please note. I haven't recorded for a while. Like most things, new projects often lose steam in favor of a fresh adventure or a more exciting chase. But I was held back by neither of those things. The tragic loss of a young life in the family, someone we all loved to bits, its resultant shock and bone-numbing sadness, besides a few things that needed doing, spring cleaning at home, a spot of travel over the holy weekend, and strange weather have been holding me back. People say that the Brits are obsessed with the weather, but here in India, we have a slightly more complicated relationship with it. It's the cause and cure of all malaise, for example. You're coughing? Mausam badal raha hoga. Must be the changing weather. Feeling feverish? Kuch ajeeb sa hi mausam hai. A bit down and out? It must be the curiously pregnant weather today. I don't know what that means, but I use that expression quite liberally. I think it means expectant. Is it going to rain? Is there enough dust in the air? Am I about to sneeze? See? Pregnant. Expectant. Mausam here in India is also mahol or atmosphere. It is also jalvayu or climate. It is tapman or temperature. We use all these interchangeably. These days, the mausam is also a hot topic of discussion due to a winter that seems determined to stay in North India. And more importantly now, due to the weather's interaction with the coronavirus. Ah, corona. My WhatsApp is full of admonitions, recommendations, premonitions, and promotions related to the trending virus. I call it virus porn. And everyone seems to be indulging in a kind of feeding frenzy where you can neither look away nor look at it too long. I'm writing the script while sitting in my favorite coffee shop near my house. I'm here after ignoring warnings to avoid all public places and sit here wearing comfortable shoes so that I can quickly hobble to the nearest exit away from the slightest hint of a runny nose. Strangely, one of my dates stole my nice-smelling Bath & Body Works hand sanitizer during lunch over our very first meeting. Now I'm in a quandary. No, not about him. That's long been settled. But about whether I should go to the nearest mall with a BBW outlet and risk exposure, or should I just battle it out at the nearby chemist for a bottle of one of those foul-smelling monstrosities that claims to kill 99.9% of those equally monstrous kitanus or germs. Now, I've often wondered about that particular claim. 99.9% of what? What percentage point of equivalent terror are we letting escape here? Imagine if condom companies started advertising like that. Stops 99.9% sperms from fertilizing your ovum. How's that? Now, apart from wondering about such sweet disasters and those sweet-looking cartoon kitanus and TV advertisements, I'm also wondering whether that 0.1% worth of escaped kitanus are what is currently terrorizing the world. After all, we've let them roam free for a long time, long enough for them to mutate and hatch a plot to upend the world economy, one grimy handshake or sneeze at a time. As for me, I'm trying my best not to let this corona disrupt my simple life. The fallout of the GBS has ensured that I don't go to an office. I have no meetings lined up on any given day. I don't have to suffer through any public interactions. And all my travel plans for the first half of the year had effectively been shelved a long time ago. Besides, I'm too exhausted on most days to be a mall rat. And since I'm not earning any manner of a stable income, I have been self-shaming myself into staying at home and avoiding all manner of frivolous partying. Not that the tired hobbler in me isn't secretly delighted with that outcome. The one thing I do miss is going to the movies, though. But I think the movies themselves are going to miss being at the movies very soon. The latest James Bond flick being a case in point. Ironically titled No Time to Die, its timely release has fallen prey to the untimely Corona conundrum. And I guess both Daniel Craig and I will have to bide our time till the premiere. For now, I'm quite content to stay at home and switch feverishly between various OTT platforms and come back to record the odd episode here. But I'll tell you what I do miss the most, both while flying and going to the movies. It's my strangely favorite question of them all, asked quite infuriatingly at an airport or in a dark movie theater for some strange reason. And that is, hey, what are you doing here? I've repeatedly promised myself that I will answer this with the extreme disdain it deserves the next time I'm asked it, but words fail me every single time. Have you ever been asked this question in a boarding line to a flight for, say, Leh or Bangalore or Mumbai or Hyderabad? Oi, where are you off to? Or been confronted with it during the interval at, say, an Avengers movie while you're busy soaking in the mahal of a first day, first show? Arey, what are you doing here, yaar? This podcast has a feature on certain platforms wherein you can leave me a voice comment. So why don't you tell me what your most fun or perhaps meanest answer might be to either or both of these questions in either of those situations? Well, it's self-quarantine time and I'm unemployed and bored out of my mind. So please do leave me a fun comment. Please, please, Corona.